Welcome everyone to the Walking Terra Christa Festival of the Christ for the full moon ceremony, bringing in the first of the three Wesak festivals of light to be within us, expanding our consciousness into the divine light of God, so that we can bring it down into our own consciousness. There are three keynotes that represent this festival. The first is the keynote of love. The second is the element of resurrection. And the third is that contact with the spiritual hierarchy of Earth and the entire cosmos. We're going to call upon the Unified Whole Galactic Agartha Alliance, which is overlighted by the Great Divine Director, Master Thoth, and Cosmic Master Einstein in oneness, at the highest dimensional levels. Calling upon the office of the Christ with Lord Maitreya, Lord Kuthumi, Lord Sananda, the elders that surround the throne of grace, the Elohim councils of light, to infuse that Christ consciousness within us, as we join with the Agarthan community, the Holy Kumaras, under the direction of Lord Sanat Kumara, the Intergalactic Federation of Light, under the direction of Lord Ashtar, and all Christed intergalactic beings, the Angelic Presence, under the direction of Lord Metatron, all the great central sun energies of solar level with Helios and Vesta, the galactic level with Cosmic Master Amikyar, the universal with Lord Melchizedek, the multi-universal with Lord Metatron, and the cosmic levels of the 49th dimension and beyond with Divine Mother and Father God, the Holy God of the 49th dimension, the host of the Hoyos HaKadosh, Lord Buddha, our planetary logos, collectively to overlight with his divine light and love into every individual participating in this meditation ceremony, and to continue the blessings from this moment forward into eternity. We specifically also call upon all the great central suns in unison with Archangel Mazuriel as the guardian of the great central suns to bring forth the 330 rays of God to be infused into the core of Gaia, continuing the energies that were created in the equinox. Just take a deep breath. We're going to do the invocation of the soul in the Mnemonic Mantra. I am the soul. I am the monad. I am the light divine. I am love.
I am will.
I am fixed design.
We'll begin connecting our energies together by doing three ohms.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this ceremony of light, as it is of the greatest assistance to Gaia for you to do so. I'm Reverend Arra, and here is Reverend Melaresi.
As now we prepare ourselves to travel to Shambhala, we first bring in the 22 rays of God, the blue flame of will and power, the wisdom of the golden yellow, creative actualization of the pink, breathing deeply, allowing these flames to come through your Antahkarana into your central canal, harmony and balance of the crystalline, science of the divine mind with perseverance of the green, golden, white, inner devotion of the ruby, red, and gold, ceremonial sacred living with the purple violet, clarity of light with the seafoam green, attraction to the body of light with joy in the blue green, balance of the masculine feminine essence with pearlescent, the bridge to the new self with pink orange, the Christ consciousness self with gold, vibratory communication with violet pink, illumination and accessing the divine plan with deep blue violet, light golden white of the splendor I am, light violet white as I become one universal being, multi-white light accessing universal white light, pink gold of my fifth dimensional divine intent, magenta of my divine inner power and divine love, violet gold accessing my true beingness, blue gold of my divine structure, and platinum of the creative source of oneness. We now call upon Helios and Vesta for opening of all chakras, the ascension chakra, all petals, chambers, and facets of all chakras. Breathing deeply, we then call upon the creative source of oneness of the 144th dimensional frequency to bring forth the I Am presence of everyone in attendance. We especially ask that the heart chakra of the 12 petals to now be accelerated within the aspects of compassion, tolerance, devotion, embracing vulnerability, intuition of the higher mind, and accessing the divine mother heart essence of divine love, creating your feminine divine to be blessed with empowerment and love. We also ask that the petals of mental illumination, perseverance, clarity of the lower mind, power to evolve into self-gratitude, becoming the recreation of the Divine Father, God of the will, to allow for the masculine divine to be blessed with this essence. We additionally command and accept through our I Am presence to fully embrace the creative intelligence of the higher mind and heart, allowing for the creation of power to be acknowledged within the heart center. Be still and receive this blessing now. We now call upon Master Dishwakul to escort us to the Wesak Valley in the Himalayas to the Temple of the Eternal I Am. Each of the Masters are awaiting our arrival. Pillars of light representing all 330 rays of God within the temple walls are vibrating. Standing at the podium, overlighting the entire temple, stands Lord Sananda, Lord Maitreya, Lord Kathumi, with Lord Buddha. The keynote for the Festival of the Christ for March 2024. As I experience the dynamic energies of the full moon in labor, I fully command within myself to be in the state of rebirth, to allow my emotional self to release and remove elements that I no longer need. I call upon my masculine self to walk with the power of the Sun of Aries, to stand in my newly acquired space of realization. I allow the energetics of both the equinox and lunar eclipse to open up my etheric self, commanding my higher state of consciousness to be revealed within me. I am that I am that I am. Welcome, initiates and masters. I am Master Dishwakul. Let us discuss the energies that are occurring presently from a planetary aspect. From the planetary explanation. This Wesak is a paint about changing yourself to be transformed. You are the maker of your destiny, and the energetics of this planet are moving and growing. Each of you are a part of this event if you allow yourself to be. The conjunction of the Libra and the Aries energy, the full moon of Libra and the Sun of Aries, is assisting tremendously, labor representing the balance and equilibrium, but opening up the emotions into the emotional center to reveal parts of yourself that have not acquired the ability to be open. It is a time to allow those elements from your etheric self to be fully acknowledged, because this is where the true transformation comes from. The Sun of Aries, representing the masculine self, represents your walk of bringing the physical self into the process. Libra is helping to open up the energies, and then Aries is helping to move forward and break down the doorways that have been blocked previously. It's a time for you to realize within yourself the renewance of your soul's essence, to be experienced from the physical self. This cycle is very powerful. It brings with it a lunar eclipse, which represents more of the pressure to move forward and to change. This lunar eclipse is going to open up the energies so that you can aspire to your greatest heights. And of course, the experience that has been felt by the equinox a few days ago. This equinox brought forth all the divine energies of the great central suns to focus into the solar great central sun, to focus into Gaia. It is a time of great renewal. As has been said before, this year of 2024 represents the universal law of correspondence. what is above shall be below. And that is exactly the dynamic of the energy that is occurring. And that's the blessing of it. Because this week set that is upcoming is bringing you into a new state of understanding within yourself. Understanding from your spiritual self, not your physical self. So you must just allow the energies to come into you and release what you no longer need. And allow yourself to walk into your new reformed self. This festival of the Christ represents the divine energies of love. Feeling that divinity of love so deeply that there is nothing else that matters. This is what is going to assist you to be able to open up those doorways to have the secrets within yourself. And remember, this comes from your etheric self of many timelines. It's a renewal process that is occurring. That's when you step into the stage of resurrection. You're resurrecting your divine self to help you with your physical self, to take on that element of love and allow that to permeate through your entire beingness. And then you step into the energies of restoration. Restoration of allowing your divine self to be restored through the contact of the office of the Christ consciousness, as you become more of that Christ itself within you. This energy is what's going to assist you to take this walk, to allow these three phases to be more a part of your reality. As you take a deep breath, go into your heart center to feel the love that is permeating within your heart, represented by the pink flame. And then the will, represented by the blue flame. And they're spinning within each other. In the core of that is your power, the gold flame. It is now just opening up within this ceremony, but we're going to allow it to go in a deeper part of ourselves. I am Master Dishbal Cole at your service. Extending the energies to Lady Malarese as she will assist in accessing the 12 bodies of light which will assist in this transition you are going through. We now ask for the highest possible integration and cleansing of our soul extensions from our monad and higher group monadic consciousness that is available to us at this time. Take a moment to feel your higher light bodies being attracted to you like a magnet. You are vibrating at such a high level that you now become aligned with your higher bodies of light. Your physical, etheric, emotional, and mental bodies are in complete harmony of each other. Your concrete mind becomes your abstract mind, and you can feel the divine energies that are represented with the higher mind of God. Your soul or angel is now spinning within your unified chakras with all of the 22 rays of God. Feel those 22 rays of God spinning within you. Your beautic body and atmic body of the fourth dimension now integrate within you as you become your higher self. Feel this coming into you. Take a moment to feel these divine energies within your breath. Breathing deeply. As now you see and become your monadic body at the fifth dimensional level, take a moment to feel the lovely energies of your monad. As the entranceway of your Lajoic body is now being accessed, your full body system grows into the sixth dimensional frequency. You now become your group soul body at the seventh dimensional frequency. Take a moment to be united within these energies, vibratory light frequencies coming towards you, creating your Merkaba vehicle to be strong with these divine energies. It is in this moment that we call forth to Lord Sanatkumar and the Venusian flame holders to extend to us the acceleration of love generated through the planet Venus, bringing forth our soul's remembrance of the love and wisdom gained on the inner plane to accelerate our seventh dimensional body of light with the Venusian flames within the full body system. We call upon the sapphire blue, igniting your divine will. This energy circles all the way around you. The yellow of your divine wisdom. The white representing your purity. The pink, your divine love. The green, your higher truth. Ruby gold and purple, your higher state of peacefulness. And violet, your spiritual freedom. Feel each of these seven flames spinning with all the way around you. Om Namo Liyam. As now you're introduced to your group monadic body of the eighth and ninth dimensional frequencies, the light energies within you are growing at a massive level. As now it is time for you to accept your solar body of light, connecting within the 10th dimensional level. The vibrancy and warmth of this body is very beautiful and immense. You are now standing at the 10th dimensional level, at the golden staircase with Helios and Vesta. As now you feel the inclusion of your galactic body of light, as you step into the 11th dimensional level, all your timelines that need to be acknowledged within your galactic essence is now being activated as you connect fully with Cosmic Master Melchior.
I am the I am.
Breathing deeply. As now you move from the 11th, stepping up into the 12th and continuing to you arrive at the 24th dimensional level, receiving your universal body of light with Lord Melchizedek. It is at this level that you become aligned with Lord Melchizedek, the father of all the initiations, within the synthesis of light. Feel the immense blessing as your physical body becomes more aligned within all the 12 bodies of light. Breathing deeply, coming back into your heart center. Feel the immense and beautiful essence that you truly have become. You are now ready to become your loving divine self. Feel the presence of your soul or angel with all of your higher bodies of light. Imagine it so deeply that you start to feel it in your physical body. As you come down into your physical reality, slowly entering into the crown, into the third eye, in your temples, into your jawline, moving into your throat. Allow the energies to run down your shoulders into your arms and your fingertips as it now travels into your thymus and your heart area, where it expands into your lungs and all the inner workings of the physical self. Your heart is vibrating at a higher level than it ever has before. It moves into your solar plexus, grounding the energy into your sacral and lower back, and entering the root chakra. It now moves through your lower limbs into your earth star. Your earth star and your soul star spin simultaneously, igniting your 12 bodies of light, feeling your solar angel expanding within your heart. Take another breath and feel the cosmic light energies magnetizing within your full body system. It is at this time that we call upon the highest Hol Kodosh, accessing the cosmic rays into the sacred heart, the cosmic rays of the paradise sun, cosmic master highest Hol Kodosh. Be still and allow your pure essence that you have transferred into your consciousness to be the reality of all that you are. Expand upon that. Allow it to be part of your existence. Highest Hol Kodosh. Highest Hol Kodosh. Highest Hol Kodosh. Sasani Abiyaf. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply in all that you are and allow the particles that are no longer part of your true reality to be transcended into the light that you are. So mote it be. We now call forth to Lord Melchizedek for the anchoring and activation of the star codes of Lord Melchizedek. Namoni namoni ayami. Extend into your heart essence. I, as the Lord Melchizedek, bring forth these star codes to assist you. To assist you to become more to your physical existence than you have in the previous moment. Feel these star codes coming into your heart, vibrating at a level that will assist you to become more spiritually connected through all of your bodies of light, especially your four-body system. Feeling that four-body system arising into this state of existence. Jam namo niyam I am. We now call forth that anchoring and activation of the light encodements of the Mahatma, the 352 levels of the initiations. Hey. Allow the vibratory light energies from Lord Melchizedek to now enter all parts of your system. They break away from what was extended previously, and little particles of crystalline light going into each of your chakras, into your internal system, into all parts of your existence to create healing physically, mentally, emotionally, and accessing your spiritual essence of all that is. Allowing you to walk as an initiate into the realms of light and not be concerned with the lower forms of thought processes that may have previously stopped you. Jam ni om ni ai om ni ai om ni om. We now call forth the anchoring and activation of Lord Melchizedek's transmitting system into all of our chakras and ask that it be tuned up to each person's highest potential. Allow your highest aspiration to be your true reality in this moment. It doesn't come as a thought. It doesn't come as emotion. It comes with a frequency to come into your heart and each of your chakras to vibrate within you, so that you walk with it. Hum, ni, ni, oi, ni, jam, ni, ni, oi, into your crown, your third eye, your throat, your thymus, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral and root, through the knees and the ankles and the soles of your feet. But your higher chakras that have been activated through these energies. These higher chakras are around the outside of your bodily system that are part of your higher bodies of light. Feel the vibratory light frequency coming within you and around you. Hello, Jam. Hum, ni, ai, om, ni, we now call upon the Divine Mother aspect to bring forth the ability to fully initiate love within our heart center and our whole experience for the festival of the Christ with his pink flame attunement. Jean. Namo Nijam Niyam Niyam Niyam. Ay, ay, ay. In the expression of love, it is essential to fully allow the blessing of the extension of the love to take its form into your consciousness. Do not try to control it or to figure it out. Just absorb it into your heart. I give you devotion. I give you patience. I give you acceleration. I give you compassion. I give you forgiveness. I give you all of these elements that you desire to hold within yourself and walk with the grace of the divine love that you are. Hum, yum, yum, yum. I extend unto you the blessing of the pink flame to fully acknowledge all of these elements within your full body system. Vibrate with it. Feel it. Extend it into parts of yourself that need it the most. So mood it be. Welcome, everyone. I am Lord Maitreya, and we are very excited to experience the dynamics of this ceremony. As we all are here in the beautiful temple of the eternal I am once again, feeling the columns of light, which are ascension energies of all the rays of God, vibrating at a high, extensive level of electromagnetic energies. As it is a place of sacredness, and within that sacredness, each of us individually finds a moment to allow the sacredness of our own hearts to be expanded. Take a moment into that and feel it within your breath. Just allow it to come to you. The beauty of these ceremonies with these high accelerations through Lady Malarese and Divine Mother, Father God, that are being extended to all of us, is to help us to acknowledge the higher part of our existence. We must acknowledge this in order to become the transformed self. I extend unto you this invocation. I, as the Lord and Maitreya, extend the blessing of the office of the Christ, realizing within your own consciousness to take away the mental accolades, thought processes that put you in a different position. Allow yourself to fully become one within these energies. Allow yourself to become the initiator of your own transformation by receiving the blessing of the light. I am the I am the I am the I call upon Lord Maitreya to assist me in my consciousness to receive the journey of transforming myself from what I was into the transition of that into what I desire to be. And I am not sure what that desired outcome shall be. So I call upon my higher light bodies. I call upon my higher self. I call upon my I Am presence to guide me into the transformation of my divine self. Hi Om Ni Namo Ni Om. Hi Om Ni Om Ni Om Ni Om. Blessed be, let it occur. So moon it be. I am Lord Maitreya, awaiting your arrival, so I may assist you. Greetings, I am Lord Kathumi, and I want to bring forth the blessing of perseverance, because you're going to be experiencing challenges after the ceremony, moving towards Wesak. You may or may not know what you need to work upon from your spiritual self to assist you to the next step and elevation of your ascension process. As we all gather here today and feel the beautiful blessings of these light energies, and we are in communion with each other in this moment, there is not one of them that is better than the other. It's just that those of us, as ascended masters, have accelerated ourselves in a different time zone than you are experiencing. There is no judgment with that. So I want you to fully feel that within yourself. You are where you are supposed to be, where your soul has guided you to be, and you had many other experiences that you had to endure in order to realize the potential of this walk as an initiate and into ascension mastery. It cannot be achieved without humility. It cannot be achieved without perseverance. It cannot be achieved without the love of your divine self. Every moment that you do not believe in yourself, of the challenges that you're experiencing, you must state the act of perseverance. Omni, omni, I am the I am the I am. I call upon Lord Kathumi from the office of the Christ to assist me in my walk upon the earth as I intuit and I become aligned with the higher light energies of the rays of God. They change me. They help me to acknowledge different parts of myself that I may not even realize that it is happening. But I accept the divinity of the light that I am as my soul's essence, as my higher self, as my I Am presence, as I am being guided into the light of the truth. And I call upon Lord Kathumi to assist me with perseverance. When I have a moment of doubt, I become that act of perseverance. I become stronger within myself. I realize the potential that I am creating in my life, and I continue with that journey. As Lord Kathimi walks with me, as he has walked with many others before me, he is assisting Gaia and its inhabitants to walk within these energies. I honor his essence deeply as he understands what I am going through. And when I allow the act of perseverance to be my motto of my consciousness, of my mental self, then I break down the challenges that have been before me, and they no longer stop me, but I see the lessons involved in that energy. I am that I am that I am. I am one. I walk with Lord Kathimi. I am the Omni 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 Omni. So it would be. Blessings. Namaste. I am Lord Sananda, giving the blessing of restoration. This is actually the best part of the Festival of the Christ. When you go through the other two steps and you realize the potential that you can be, then it becomes a reality. It's all in the act of faith. Of having the belief system within yourself that you are being blessed with these divine energies to help you make the transformative process an easier walk into the full reality that you are as a human being. It is at this point that you are no longer just human, but you are spiritual, and you are the elements of the higher light bodies as has been presented in the ceremony. The vibrancy of all that you are feeling, the conditions that you thought were there previously start to melt away. And the process that you're going through allows you to arise as a new reformed self. This is the restoration. The restoration represents your heart with my heart, with all of our hearts together, as we of the office of the Christ always have you in our minds to assist and guide you into places that your physical self is fearful of. But that fear dissipates with the divinity of our love. I bless unto you the ability to restore your purest form of your divine self to be the one that you fully acknowledge in your consciousness. Omni, omni, I nam. Omni, 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 omni. He My deepest blessings to each of you. Namaste. Greetings, I am Lord Saint Germain. I am the Maha Chohan for all the 22 rays of God, and I have been asked today to be at my first Festival of the Christ ceremony. I am deeply honored to stand with each of these masters. Let us invocate each of those rays to be part of your reality. The 22 rays will assist you for your transformation in ways that you do not even understand. The vibrancy of these rays assist in that process. We call upon the 22 rays of light to spin within each of you and within each of us through the transitions that we all go through to create the reformed self. Each of us is going through the Festival of the Christ. As masters, we go through the same thing. And without the rays of God, we would not be able to do it the way that we do. Transformation is your guide, calling upon these divine rays of light. Blue, golden, yellow, swirling colors around the entire room. Pink, crystalline, green, golden, white. Ruby red and gold and the purple and the violet. Spinning all the way around the room like a vortex of light. The seafoam green, the blue green, the pearlescent, the pink orange, and the gold. Circling within you and around you, around all of us. Absorb these light energies. The violet pink, the deep blue violet, the light golden white, the light violet white. The multi-white light, the pink gold, the magenta, the violet gold, the blue gold, and the platinum. And the platinum stands at the top, igniting its beautiful iridescent energies of golds and silvers and translucent colors. Absorb it into your field. Allow it to help you to acknowledge what you were experiencing and how you're experiencing it. Yum, 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 yum. You are a warrior of light. Infuse these light energies within you, and you will see the commanding result that happens for you. All my love to each of you. I am Lord Saint Germain. We now introduce Master Almora to bring forth a blue flame attunement. The blue flame is very predominant for restoration. Greetings, my dearest comrades. I am Esther Elmore. We ask that the heart chakra of the 12 petals to now be accelerated within the aspects of compassion, tolerance, devotion, embracing vulnerability, intuition of the higher mind, and accessing the divine mother heart essence of the divine love, creating your feminine divine to be blessed with empowerment of love. Omni Jamoni Omni Omni Om. I extend unto you the will of God, the deep blue flame, to come into your entire bodily system, not just your throat chakra. Feel the blessing of the blue flame to give you the will to move forward. This is the part that you force yourself to walk through the doorways that have been blocked. Feel that blockage, and now you feel the power of the will of God within you. It restores your freedom. It restores all that you are experiencing, allowing this divine energy to take you into the blessing of all that is. The petals of mental illumination, perseverance, clarity of the lower mind, power to evolve into self-gratitude, becoming the recreation of the Divine Father, God of will, to allow for the masculine divine to be blessed with this essence. Feel this blue flame coming into your heart center. The petals are absorbing it, fully bringing this divine essence of the will of God within you. I, as Master Al Mora, walk with each of you across the bridge of freedom. As masters, as initiates, is exactly what we must aspire to allow this divine light energy to assist us in our journey, especially the transitions that each of you are going through upon the earth in these times. Energies are fighting against you. It's not just physical persons, but there's all kinds of energies. And you must be this warrior of light. You must be God's will within you. I extend this ability to each of you to feel the blessing of the blue flame. The blue flame giving you the strength and the courage. Hercules and Amazonia. The blue flame of Archangels Michael and Faith, giving you the protective forces to forge ahead, to look at your truth, and allow the divinity of love to fully be within you. We now ask for the restoration process to begin right within the heart center. So may it be. I am Lord Buddha, bringing forth to you the consciousness of planetary change and healing, but first and foremost, your own pure essence to grow inside of you as we have experienced this festival of the Christ. Bringing forth these energetics to become a reality. You can be an initiate that sits in silence on your own, or you can be an initiate that participates in vibratory energies like what is being given presently. That is a big ask. For many people, to acknowledge within themselves that they are assisting the planet from a group community effort with beings that you are not sitting in the same room with, but you feel their purity and their innocence within your heart and your energies as what has been experienced within this temple. As we acknowledge the dynamics of the sheer What is above shall be below. That is our focal point for WESAC. And we are going to be bringing the highest vibrational energies possible, probably more than ever has been experienced previously through Lady Milarese. And we thank her for accepting this challenge to assist each of you so that you may fully allow these divine energies to come into your full body system to restore you into a state of the Christ consciousness reality to be you. Living on the third and the fourth dimension of Earth is the most challenging at this present time, but there have been other planetary systems that have done this. So we call upon them for their assistance. We call upon the Sirians. We call upon all the planetary systems because most of them, many eons ago, went through similar situations. As we gather together in this magnificent space of this temple, it reminds me of days gone by that we did not have the dynamics that we have presently. And each of you bring that to the core energy. As you open up your hearts presently, as what you have been experiencing through these energetics, I see the expansion occurring in every one of you. You must allow it to continue. Do not close it down after we are finished with these energies. Because you're not finished. In the next 30 days, you're going to be experiencing a tremendous upheaval within your consciousness and the way that you think and you act, because each of you are pushed to go to a new level, just as Lady Milarese is doing. Preparedness is important, and not so much physical preparedness, but spiritual preparedness, mental preparedness, emotional preparedness. When you open up your arms unto the dynamic energies that has been given today of that blue flame to guide you, then you find that you are able to do the walk with more ease and grace because you are not alone. I, being the planetary logos, oversee so many elements upon the earth. And I thank you for being part of this core energy on this day. Let it settle in. Take time the next few days to allow the energetics of the moon that is occurring, which will be happening, I think, in a couple days. And then it becomes increasingly more powerful. Think about what you've experienced here and what it feels like for you. And re-listen to the recording because each day you will be different. You will be different than you were the previous day because the inclusion of these energies are going to be the most insistent part of your acceleration. Remind yourself of what you were feeling. Remind yourself of what you were experiencing energetically, physically, emotionally, mentally. Allow the tears to well up because you have arrived. You have arrived to the Christ consciousness, to all of us surrounding you and giving you the warmth to restore you while walking upon the earth. Anamainamoniayam. I namo niyo niyo. I namo niyo. Allow these divine energies to fully come within your full consciousness, within your breath, within all that you are presently. You are the higher light bodies. You are everything that you've attuned within yourself. Have that true reality. And you will be able to walk with it with ease and grace. Moving into the WESAC energies. This is a time of preparedness. The initiation process has started with the Festival of the Christ. Now allow yourself to be resurrected and restored to the next phase of your soul's development. Holy, holy, holy light of the light of all that is. Holy, 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 lam ni nam ni om. Holy, 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 om ni nam ni om. Rise above. All my blessings, I walk and surround you with the deepest love that I am. I am Lord Buddha. It is in this moment that each of us together with all the masters will bring forth the invocation of the great invocation. You can sit and absorb it and allow it to come into all of your vibrational energies that you've acquired. Let the forces of light bring illumination to humanity. Let the spirit of peace be spread abroad. May men and women of goodwill everywhere meet in a spirit of cooperation.
May forgiveness on the part of all souls be the keynote at this time. Let power attend the efforts of the great ones.
So let it be, and help us to do our part. Let the lords of liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor and relief to humanity. Let the rider from the sacred place come forth and coming safe.
Come forth, O mighty ones. Let the souls of all men and women awaken to the light. And may they stand with massed intent. Let the issuance of oneness that we are go forth. The end of woe has come.
Come forth, O mighty ones. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O mighty ones.
Let light and love and power fulfill the purpose of the coming ones.
The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here.
Come forth, O mighty ones, and blend these three. Conduct a great defending wall. The rule of death is now at an end.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of all souls. Let light descend on earth.
From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of all souls. of the Christ that we are is fully embodied within the earth.
From the center where the will of God is known, that purpose God, the little wills of men and women, the purpose which the masters know and serve.
From the center that we call the race of men and women, let the plan of love and light work out.
And may it seal the door where evil has dwelled.
Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Breathing deeply, we now ask Master Joshua Cole to escort us back outside of Shambhala, feeling the divine blessings of all the masters as everyone stands in unity and blessings, raising their hands to the light of all that is. As we gather together in our group Makava, Master Jishwal brings forth his blessing to all of us for the transition of our souls to awaken in our physical vehicles. As we move out of the vortex of light of Shambhala, we now move into the consciousness of our physical locations. Take a moment to feel your body. We thank Master Jishwal and all the masters for bringing forth the energetics of this ceremony as each of them walks with us. So may it be. Let it be done.
Just take a deep breath and allow those energies to ground all the way into your root and earth star, so they can move into the center of the earth, to the crystalline heart of Gaia, as it is through your consciousness, with these higher vibratory frequencies of light, that she can then send them out to her entire planetary structure and all of humanity. We will close off together with three ohms. Blessings, everyone.
Namaste.